I'm Matt Brownell.
And I'm Van Owens.
And I'm Tim Adams.
Welcome to Climbing the Mountain, where we dive into the scriptures and discuss themes, connections, and real-life application. We're kicking off a series here where we're going to examine the Sermon on the Mount and discuss implications for this teaching for Christians today.
Hey, folks. This is episode zero. We're recording this a year and a half after the next episode you might listen to if you're listening to them in order. We just wanted to kind of come back from the future and give you a little bit of context on why we went about this whole process of recording a ton of episodes about the Sermon on the Mount, and maybe some of the ways that this is a little different from something you might be hearing in other places. We're really just trying, when I talk about this, you know, experience, I try to explain to people is that we're just trying to meditate on the Word together. You're not going to hear a ton of definitive answers on this podcast about what the Sermon on the Mount means. And that's really intentional. We intentionally have brought folks here, the three of us, myself, Tim, Van, and Matt, but as well as many others who have different perspectives, who have different areas where they focus on studying the Word, who have different philosophies about how to interpret Scripture. And the reason we do that is that all of us are in the same community. We've been learning together. We do life together. And we recognize that it's in that diversity of opinions and wrestling with the teachings of Jesus together that we can grow ourselves, right? And grow as a collective. So if you're looking for the one right way to think about this verse, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're looking to engage in that discussion, maybe to see how that sort of discussion can go in a way that's respectful, in a way that brings life to everyone involved, and not make, you know, get angry at each other or get divisive, this is a really great space. I don't know if you guys have any other thoughts of just things you want people to know as we start this journey together.
As we start this journey together, I love what you said, back to the future, because we are recording this near the end now of this journey, and it has been so enriching. I've learned so much from everyone in this space, and I've really enjoyed bringing folks in that have contributed, like Daryl Owens, who's a use of force expert. He was there for some of the really tough ones about loving your enemies, which was really great to hear from him. I really loved having Ryan Moynihan and his study of prayer. He brought so much to that discussion. And of course, Jim Garten, who's been with us for a lot of episodes and is amazing and loves history and just really fleshes out the discussion. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. So with that, you can get on to the content itself. We hope this is a helpful context setter for what we're trying to do here. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.